The first 4 hours were simply an amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
We're brought to you by Extend Technologies. Go ahead and speak into that mic, Tone. Make sure it works.
Hello! Great to be with you on a Tuesday emerging podcast scene presented by Extend Technologies. Lima here. Kenny is in Big Country. No double A.
He's in Florida.
Yeah.
He's at Disney.
Bump Tone up.
Bump Tone up. Okay. We got to talk about my shirt. I was not ready to host a program.
Your shirt's still in Disney.
Yeah, I'm not ready to host a show today. I went on vacation 2 weeks ago, and now I think I am becoming the bit on Portlandia where everything ties back to vacation. Remember when the couple goes to Mexico and they turn everything into Mexico and stuff like that?
I got
to
go back and watch Portlandia.
Oh, I love it too. That show.
I love the silliness. Loved it. I love Fred Armisen.
Yes.
I love the characters. I love every bit of it's the most self-aware show ever.
The cameos are amazing. The Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah.
LaMarcus Aldridge has speaking parts in Portlandia. It's outstanding. I feel like one of those people, and I'm wearing one of the vacation shirts. I didn't wear it. Liz goes, "That shirt doesn't breathe well. Don't wear it to the park." And I says, "Okay, I'll wear it around." So I'm wearing it here, and I really needed to wait until it was hot out, and I missed my day. I know Owen looks like he's taking a picture of me. I already took a picture.
Oh,
I missed the day to I missed the day to wear this. Today, it was. I just had a weird day.
It was cold in the morning.
It was cold. It was 48 degrees.
I'm wearing a hoodie and a jacket,
yeah.
and Keith made fun of me.
And Lyman and I just walked out on the street, and it was pleasant.
It's this beautiful day out.
Very nice outside. And maybe now this actually makes some sense. First off, it looks like I'm going bowling. I look like one of the pin pals from The Simpsons. But it was 48 degrees outside, so it was cold this morning or cool this morning, and I was like, I need a jacket. Well, I have this lightweight Columbia jacket. It was downstairs in my office, and I don't like climbing stairs in the middle of the day or the afternoon, let alone at 4 in the morning, so that was out.
Do you have to worry about waking your kids up, or do you not care?
No, I don't care. I'm usually pretty, like, if they're, so I am, if things are not just so in the morning, I will throw a fit.
Mm-hmm.
And I have done the, damn it! Like, I got, like, and I do, I try not to get loud, but I will, like that. If, like, Liz has a Keurig, we don't have a coffee pot. It's a Cuisinart, so it's not actually a Keurig. And if that thing is on add water, and I go downstairs.
That's disgusting.
I'm pissed.
That's a rough day to way to start the day. And if it's a Monday, that's a rough way to start the entire week.
And if I don't, I have two coffee cups that I use. You've seen them.
Yep.
One is a Monster's mug. One is the Browns mug, to-go cups. If one of those aren't clean, I get pissed. If my ice shoots out because I have to put a couple of ice cubes at the bottom because I want to drink my coffee, not just blowing it the entire drive-in. If a couple of ice cubes shoot out and go on the floor and I got to pick those up, I will get pissed. So there's a lot of things that have
I've
to fall in.
I've always been a leave the ice on the floor guy.
It'll
rectify itself.
Nah.
In no time.
It'll get back to the environment at some point.
Yeah.
If I have to carry too many things outside, I get pissed into my truck. I'm a big load everything in your truck the night before.
How much are you responsible for, though, of all of the things you just mentioned?
A bag or two, sometimes two bags, depending on the gym situation.
No, just everything, though. What are you responsible for?
The water, the coffee cup, clean, the...
Oh, I keep my center console is full of water.
Can some of these be your kids' chores?
We're
They're old
like,
enough to have chores now.
Yeah.
Putting the water in the Cuisinart. Like, whose job is that?
That's mine or Liz's.
So you're just mad at yourself.
Making sure that the coffee mug is clean. He's never mad at himself.
If that thing is on, no, I am mad at myself sometimes. I was mad at myself yesterday for sending my son by accident. I could barely live with myself if they would have lost that game. Thank God they came back and won, thanks to little Colin, who's a natural born ball player.
Colin,
I'm telling you, that kid,
go.
It's a natural swing. You got to see this kid. His dad is one of the coaches. I go, Pat. Your dad's a natural-born baseball player.
Yeah, he's got it.
One day,
he's got it.
College might come a Colin.
He's got it. Owen, I ain't bleeping you. I almost said it. You almost had to dump it. Kid's good. Kid can hit. He's only in first grade.
We'll see.
He can pitch. Owen, we'll see. We'll see. I'll get this way.
You bring him on over to the west side and see how he does.
I love actively betting against a first grader.
God, could you let...
I got a nine-year-old fireballer in my house right now throwing 48.
We'll see. He's going on the Reddit boards right now and say, I think he's overrated. I'm hearing a lot about that first baseman, or that first grader out in Streetsboro. I'm betting against him.
Crushed our dreams. Like, I had to remind myself today. So I'm so used to... Okay, I'll say this real quick. I know we're jumping all over the place, but I got to do this. Yesterday, what was it, 2 days ago, I'm driving around with Axel. And Axel says... Well, you know, I get drafted in the NFL. If I don't get drafted by the Browns, that's going to be okay. And for a second, I almost looked at him and go, you ain't getting drafted by Bleak. And I went, whoa, 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 whoa. Don't say that to him. Don't say that to him of all the things. Do not say that to him.
I've always wondered. I got into a radio debate about this with a previous talk show host years ago on our station.
Really?
A big debate about whether you can tell your kid that he can be president of the United States one day, he or she. And, you know, I've grown up since then. It's been like 7 years, 8 years since I've had that debate with that particular host. And I've thought so much about how much I've changed in 8 years. And you talking about what expectations can be, at what age are you allowed to kill your child's expectations on something because it's unreasonable and they're shooting too high? At what age are you allowed to do that? Owen raised his hand first.
High school.
We'll go to Owen.
High school junior. If my son...
Lower.
All right. No, I'll say it
like
this.
Give me the yodeler.
I'm gonna make some people very angry.
This is a big debate. Like, if people want to talk about textbooks.
Are we talking
in school,
about sports?
I think
streams?
This is a bigger debate.
I had a buddy.
Yeah, let's stick it. Let's stick with sports.
A buddy who paid $40,000 a year to go to D3 college, and the only reason he went to that college was so he could continue to play football.
Yeah.
And I thought that was nuts. And I would look at my son dead ass in the eye and I would go, I'm not going to help you if you're there to play football. Mm-hmm. If you are there for an education, every school has a major. If you're there for an education and you happen to play football, that's one thing. But if you are there to play football and you happen to get an education, you will pay for that on your own. I'm not helping you. No.
Those kids also quit after their first year, though.
And that's another thing
when
about
it. When they see how many people they're playing in front of on Saturday afternoons while other big games are going on.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
Like when all their buddies are like, see that Buckeyes game?
Yeah,
no.
That's why everybody
We were in Ada today.
We played a four-hour game and we drove 4 hours to get there.
Yeah, guys, like... High school football is at its pinnacle, and we always think the best of high school football because you don't see Saturday 11:30 D3 at Ohio Northern like you said. Like, you don't see that. And there are guys, and they play all 4 years at Ohio Northern, and I say, God bless you. I wouldn't have done it. And I love football, and I wouldn't have done it. And it wouldn't have made a sound if you were just there at Ohio Northern. Now, I'm imagining accounting is a good thing at Ohio Northern.
Right.
If you were at Ohio Northern for counting, congratulations. You've gotten two birds stoned at once. But if you were there to play football, you made a bad decision.
I'll say this, as I know somebody who played football at Case Western, who's one of the big retail real estate developers in Northeast Ohio. Like, you being a part of a team is something that future employers do absolutely love.
Yes.
And it matters. And if you want to go into sales, that stuff matters. But as long as you're working towards an end, it can't just be... Well, I want to light up Otterbein on a Saturday.
Case, and by the way, Case is Case. Like,
yeah,
you didn't go to Case to play. You did go to Case to play school.
Player too.
You did go to do that.
He was a good football player. But yeah,
yeah. That's a little different.
So I've kind of forced this on you twice off the air, right? Well, and it's something that my son is transitioning between. He's going into high school this year, right? Into school. It's the last week of school, right? And they're already starting high school football off-season program. He's put in a ton of work into wrestling, and he came to me the other day and goes, I don't think I'm playing my freshman year. And it's one of those that we talked last year about, like, hey, that NFL dream that I was like, yeah, man, absolutely, you'll be the first 5'7 tight end in the NFL.
I have to ask a question before you even answer this, Anthony.
I had to tell him, like, we had those talks at one point, but now he's like, well, if I want to be as good as I think I can be in this other thing, I have to quit. The game I love. Everybody loves football, right? That plays it.
Yeah. Did you want my opinion of this?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough. Like, tomorrow is helmet try-on day, and he's like, I'm not going. I'm like, dude, you need to at least go do that stuff, because what if you change your mind?
Can I answer after OTAs? Can I answer tomorrow?
No, we got to try on helmets.
Oh, I should say, can I answer tomorrow on the air without you hitting me in the mouth?
This specialization thing.
Because it's your son.
This specialization thing is something they're talking about at every level, and it's his child that wants to specialize.
And I want
to
do it on the air. I want to do it on the show.
So the problem is, he's the alternate. He made the Ohio National Wrestling Team. Like, he's going to camps for this, wrestling with the best kids in one of the two best wrestling states in the country.
And he doesn't want to lag behind while those other kids might be working their asses off to get better. He doesn't want to give up.
And he knows he's 5'8", 125 pounds right now. He knows, like, yeah, where's my future in football right now? But he also goes, it's my favorite sport, Dad.
Is he pretty good at football?
What is his favorite sport?
Football. But wrestling football's my favorite sport, but I've fallen in love with wrestling. Like, he loves the grind of wrestling and the practices and the getting better and all that.
And a lot
of kids don't do that.
Wrestling, you hold yourself accountable in a way that other sports you just do not.
But I'm now like, okay, well, if you don't play football, that means, like, that doesn't mean, like, September comes around and you go, oh, I guess I'll start trying wrestling again now. Like, no, you've made that commitment. These are 6 a.m. 2 mile runs and things like that, right, in July.
It's a different animal.
Yeah.
I will give my opinion tomorrow on the air.
That's fine.
As long as you're willing to do so. Because I've always said, if I'm willing to bring... Like, if somebody called up and said, Ken, your son sucks at so-and-so, I'd go, that's over the line. We're dumping that. Get off the air. Because that's not... But if I introduce him into the conversation... Like, somebody brought up, like, oh, when I said that Axel told me that his buddies were making fun of Myles Garrett. Well, I brought that into the air. So you can... Now he's introduced as a character into the show. So if I brought it on, that's fair game.
Yeah.
Within reason. So that's the same thing with you. If you decide you don't want to, that's fine.
But I think it's the same thing of, like, I've had the talks with my kids, like, and I think when it comes to being the president thing, right, you go, if you're pulling down a 2.5 in high, you know, your freshman year, you're like, hey, you keep telling me you want to be president, but your effort doesn't, you're not giving me president effort right now, you know, and just life's going to get harder to do those things, right? They don't hand it out to everybody. You know, and in our situation in life, they're not going, man, we really need that Lotterman kid to become president one day, right? So if they want to do it, they have to be putting in the work now. And there's times where I just go, hey, you don't put in the work right now.
I think tomorrow's the perfect day to actually do it. No, I don't want to wait till OTAs. I want to answer this tomorrow.
Okay.
Especially since it's helmet try-on day tomorrow.
It is.
And it's a Wednesday. I think it's perfect. We got to talk about my shirt.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was 48 degrees. I'm wearing an electric blue button-up that looks like a bowling shirt. My wife bought it for me for vacation. I never actually wore it on vacation. I wore it in today.
A short-sleeve button-down.
Yeah, it's a short-sleeve button-down.
And it's a lot of buttons.
I'm wearing a very light blue set of blue jeans. And she got me a pair of Hey Dudes. I'm not really big into the whole Hey Dude scene. I know Owen's worn them before.
Yeah.
And so she got me a pair of those, and I'm wearing those right now. I'm very casual right now. And I'm as casual as a workplace will allow me to be. Like, I don't really wear shorts.
I don't like
to work.
Told you this morning, you don't look like you're ready for work.
Yeah, but the worst thing about it.
I have stick legs and I wear shorts, and it used to be something.
You don't wear them to the station, often.
I yeah, I refer.
In the summer.
When he does?
In the summer, I wear shorts, and I remember.
Plaid checkers.
In college, when I got into weightlifting, I was so ashamed of my thighs and my quads and everything that I refused to wear shorts almost my entire college existence. And then you get older and you're just like, who cares? Why do I care so much? And you just stop caring what other people think. And I started wearing shorts all the time. And I'm like, yeah, lots of skinny guys wear shorts. That's okay. I have bird legs. They're going to forever be bird legs. I'm never going to put the effort in. Now I don't want to hurt my knees. So
you get those calf implants like that guy on True Life.
And now that everybody's reversing. They're reversing the butt surgeries. They're whatever they inject
into them.
They're reversing everything. I saw Inside Edition last night.
Really?
Yeah. And it's a lot of work.
You watch some weird television.
It's a lot of work to reverse all that stuff.
I'm just making sure I got my history right before we do that tomorrow.
So Blac Chyna. She got all the reversal stuff done.
Really?
And it took hours. Heidi Montag. She had 11 hours one day to get the stuff.
Now, who is Heidi Montag?
Do they recycle the implants? She's on one of those shows
you never watched.
Can you resell them?
I don't know.
You keep them as a keepsake?
The one girl said she had two 2-liter bottles worth. Think about that, of the stuff they inject. That's what they took out.
Of
so
where?
That's how much, out of her butt. So that's how much she had in her butt.
Wow.
And they were getting them illegally done because they didn't have money when they got them done. So they were going to just whoever to get stuff done.
That is
And they
terrifying.
Had to keep up with, they wanted to keep up with the Joneses.
Jesus.
Yeah, scary.
Jeez.
But anyway,
I would be terrible. Your butt would look like silicone, a butcher block.
2 liters of silicone shot into their ass cheeks.
No, it would be, you, don't you have to open them up and put the silicone in and close them back up?
I don't know how they do
that. That's what I'm
stuff.
Saying. Your ass would look like a butcher block. Oh, it would look ridiculous. Oh,
they showed I'm sick to my stomach.
They do look ridiculous.
I know.
Yeah. They do look ridiculous.
Oh, man. That's...
But that was a look for a while because all the female rappers were doing it. And so it just became a thing in certain communities. I need to have that. That's now what's considered sexy. I have to do that. I mean, basically, everybody is just always copying the influencers.
I will tell my children they can't get 2 liters worth of silicone into their ass cheeks.
But of the jackets,
what about 1 liter?
Now we're talking.
Not yet.
If you got a 2-for-1 deal over in the cooler.
Of the jackets that might have gone with this snappy number that I'm wearing.
Oh, the one you wore today is not it.
I wore my brown denim khaki. My khaki Duluth Trading Company jacket that I wore to a bonfire on Saturday night.
Did it smell like fire?
A little bit.
That
it aired out a little bit.
Not
it smells
go away,
a little
man.
Bit. Yeah, it sticks with you forever. And because it was so freezing ass cold in the studios today, I was wearing it and I stood up. I'm like, this is bad. I don't feel like I'm ready to host. And Owen goes, you don't look ready to host. You don't look put together. I said, I do not. I feel like I'm only supposed to be here for I feel like I'm visiting for a segment and leaving.
Ken looks like he was in town, you know, Cleveland, the big tourist destination that it is. He was walking downtown and David Gilbert was out there and he had a sign that said, we're having a raffle to see if you want to host a sports talk show this morning. And Ken goes, Lizzie, should we do it? We've got some extra time. We've got a day today. And he signed up and he won. And he's just in here.
My biggest issue with the shirt, Kenny, you know, I don't like attack wardrobes. And I know it's first thing in the morning. It's a radio show. We don't get dressed up. The first day that I came to work here, I got dressed up to do the 2020 updates. The first day of our station launched, and our boss, Andy Roth, came to me.
He's
and
wearing
said,
a tuxedo.
We do not dress like this. He said, you do not dress like this. And then I never did it again.
When I interned here, I wore polos and slacks for a week. And Andy goes, what are you doing? I was coming in at 4:30 in the morning. He goes, what are you doing wearing that? I go, I'm trying to get a job here one day. What are you talking about?
Yeah, he's
about?
Like, this is radio.
Yeah.
Right? Because I'd come from doing TV full time. And so TV, I dressed up. I always wore a sports jacket, even if I was just reporting.
Your image is important. Yeah, there,
always did the hair. Always had my contacts in. Always looking good. And then radio, that's just not the case. My biggest beef with your shirt is how long it is. It is long, Ken.
It doesn't match jeans. To me, it
doesn't match jeans.
I don't think it's a shirt that you wear with jeans.
It's a tucking shirt with slacks, isn't it?
No,
I can't wear a short sleeve shirt with slacks.
I think it's khaki
a button
shorts.
Up?
Yeah,
I think it's khaki shorts. It looks like Andy Reid's shirt.
It's too long.
If he coached the Panthers, he would wear that shirt.
Andy Reid from
punt, pass, and kick. Andy Reid.
No, I said earlier. I felt like Rob Reiner in the jacket. Like, I felt like I was directing a movie.
You did need a USS whatever battleship hat on.
Yeah. USS Cleveland. They got a new one. You're right. You're right.
Could you stand up just so I can tell people where it falls? I'm not going to take a picture.
Hold on. Here we go. Okay. You can do it. You can take a picture. Take a picture if you want to take a picture.
Let me know if you want to take a picture.
Okay. What? They're going to call me fat? Oh, that's never
it's
happened.
It's not about that.
Yeah, I've never been called fat before.
Yeah, this is a long shirt, Kenny. That's very long.
Yeah. There we go. No, you're in it too.
Go ahead.
No, I'm
go
not
ahead,
taking anymore.
Take a good picture if you're going to take a picture.
I'm not taking any more. That's the one I'm taking. All right. He looks very happy.
I think if that shirt were shorter, it wouldn't look as crazy as you think it does.
I look like a cartoon character, don't I? I look ridiculous. Put it out on Twitter and see how many people will roast me by the end of this podcast. We only have a few minutes left.
I still am getting tweets about yesterday's banana. And I didn't know
we gotta talk about that too.
I didn't know there was so much commentary on just the banana in general. Forget about the strings, which I get is gross. Normally I throw a lot of the strings away.
That's disgusting. I can't believe you throw that in your mouth.
But forget about that for a second. The amount of people that were anti-banana to begin with, I thought was kind of stunning.
Well, I like bananas.
They're just an easy, and for me, they do give me a little bit of energy.
I'm not a big banana fan, but I understand they're health property, especially in the summer. They prevent cramping. Oh,
do they really?
Taylor yes. Gang on Twitter, Ohio Northern has one of the top pharmacy pro. That's
Let's
right.
Get it? Yeah, they do. You're right.
I actually know somebody who went to Ohio Northern, and they're a pharmacist now. Swear to God, named Bobby. He's a pharmacist.
Bobby the farmer.
He has his, and then there's another guy I know whose dad has a pharmacy on the corner in Brooklyn, and I say his dad deals drugs on the corner. In Brooklyn, New York.
Oh.
Not Ohio.
Yeah. I've been to Brooklyn, Ohio.
Yeah, I've been to Brooklyn, Ohio, too. I know a guy who lives in Brooklyn, Ohio. Did you tweet it out yet, Owen?
No.
Okay. Well, I just don't like that. I always pull the strings off and throw them away.
Yeah, and I have
done
that.
And the fact that you eat the strings.
I don't always eat it, but you're right. Yesterday, I just ate them. I consumed them. It was pretty gross.
They really make me sick.
I mean, bananas are gross, especially when they get mushy.
No, I like bananas.
Andy Roth, our boss, eats them no matter how dark they get or how mushy they get. He still eats them. I'm like, this is for pudding. What are you doing?
Usually you save them for banana bread, but nobody makes the banana bread. Nobody
makes
the banana
COVID.
Bread. Because they had nothing else to do. They were coming out of their mind. I mean, you had to do something.
Yeah, I was going to illegal speakeasies. Other people were making banana bread.
Wait a minute. You went to an illegal speakeasy?
I drank more alcohol during COVID than... I was so thankful I met Sarah because I was going down a really bad path.
Tell me more. You did not tell me about
you
this.
You didn't know what I was doing during COVID?
No. You probably didn't tell me because you didn't want me freaking out.
Yeah, I probably
There's didn't. A lot of things you hide from me to make so. Sure that old Ken doesn't get in the way of your fun.
Meanwhile, Owen tweeted.
What did he tweet?
Well, you're going to get real-time reactions right here on this podcast about the shirt.
What they're asking about.
You're a good sport. Ken's a good sport.
I don't care.
You really don't.
Congratulations, Ken. You've won our first ever good sport award.
Yeah.
It is. I look ridiculous. God, I look ridiculous. It's not that long of a shirt.
I don't know that it's everything that goes into it. It definitely is a vacation shirt.
I do look ridiculous.
That is not that's not your normal Duluth style, right? That's not your normal, hey, I could do this sports talk radio show or I could go help you set fence posts right now.
Yeah.
That's your normal style.
Yeah, that's usually how I wear it. No, I look ridiculous in that shirt. Okay, here we go. Is this an appropriate shirt for work? And I retweeted it. We'll see what the people say. All right. Andy Gresh said the buttons are screaming. I said, Gresh, don't force the fat joke.
I actually don't think they...
The shirt's big.
It's great. It's a great cut for you.
Yes. It fits the belly.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I'd be screaming. I go, don't force the fat joke, okay? Don't be that, Greg Gresh.
I'm trying to look past...
Don't do that.
...your imposing size and just look at what you wore to work. And it's not you.
Well, wait a minute here.
Actually, it doesn't look as long in this photo.
It feels long.
It doesn't look nearly as long in this photo.
It feels like I'm wearing a nightgown. It feels like I'm wearing an evening gown.
Because it is flowing.
Well, your torso is different than mine.
Say more. Say more about my torso in the city of Cleveland.
Oh, and how would you break down...
Torso killing?
How would you break down...
That's
that guy that wrote that book is at the same four bars I used to go to.
Really?
And he would sit there at the end of the bar, and he has a look about him.
And just tell people about torso killers.
And I would look and go, you know, that guy is the foremost expert on the torso killing. And he would eat out every night, and he had these really nice, well-to-do shoes.
Thought the same thing.
And he had a big beard. And
were they Bruno Mollies?
A lot of torso talk.
That's what OJ wore.
A lot of torso talk. I wanted to host a podcast with him called Torso Talk.
You should have hosted a podcast with him called Torso Talk.
And start the first podcast with, all right, so what do you think about torsos in general? And why was this guy so dead set on being the torso killer?
I saw a thing on YouTube once which was really good about the torso killer.
I guarantee this guy contributed because he is the expert on torsos.
Really?
He can't get enough of torsos. every day from start to finish.
Did you ever look into Sam Shepard?
No, I need to. I need to get into this stuff.
It's the house just west of Huntington Beach.
You don't like any history at all. You are not a history guy.
New house, though.
Any history you're interested in?
I used to be into the Civil War. That's no joke.
Really?
You were a Civil War buff.
Dressed up?
Like Keith Hernandez?
I got into it. Honestly, I got into it in eighth grade. I had a report, and I started reading books. I started going to the library on my own and getting Civil War books. My life would have gone down a drastically different path had I have continued with that obsession.
Really?
Because that obsession lasted, and I remember I'd watch Jeopardy, and I was getting the questions right. And I'm like, man, I am going to be... And then I got into girls, and that was the end of the Civil War. I mean, that's what happens.
Wait a minute.
You go to high school.
Wait a minute.
You end up going to high school, and you start developing different interests.
Wait a minute. Okay. Can we talk about that on the podcast?
Why not?
I told the story about... Boys don't do this anymore, do they?
What's that?
I don't know if we could talk about that on the podcast or anytime.
What?
You know, when you were in a certain grade and you were allowed to ride your bike a little bit further than the neighborhood, it was just, you know, whatever, and you would go out with your boys, and it was like your friends, your buddies, and it was like... I described it to you off the air. I said it was like prospecting for gold.
And then it becomes an obsession.
Then it becomes an obsession. Because once you get one piece of gold, then you're in.
Now any day without the gold is a failure.
Well, you've told me how much gold you found in the woods. And I was like, dude, I was even around gold at that point.
Are you talking about porn?
No.
We are talking about the same thing. Yeah. Yes. We're talking about the same thing. Yes. We'll call it gold.
Once your panning for gold actually paid off.
So me and my buddies, we got bikes. I mean, we all had bikes, but once we were allowed to ride further than the neighborhood.
Right.
And once we reached a certain age, mine was earlier than eighth grade. Mine was six going into seventh grade. Right.
Yours was earlier than mine.
And
for sure.
Me too. Yeah.
It was an oasis. It was a desert oasis. There was this girl. I got to leave names out of this. I'm trying not to because they're all local girls and I don't want to be like that way.
Local gold.
Local gold. Sorry. Mine was local gold. And they're all still around, and I don't want to upset any local gold. Especially,
I found some international gold at a later age.
Yeah, especially.
Yeah, but that was very affordable international gold.
Especially some local gold that got married and has little gold now, and they don't want that being said about them on a podcast.
Ken was a true 49er in those days.
I was.
Earlier there and than so, anywhere else.
And so we would go, and it was the Sahara Desert. And
not the same gold that Bill O'Reilly would be advertising.
No, the first summer, there was this Greek gold that was very big gold that would visit Grandma Gold down the street. And we would always try to pan that gold. And one day, I swear to God, while I guess I didn't have a curfew when I was a kid, and I still think people made it up, that, hey, that gold was walking around uncovered last night while you were at your parents' house.
Unvarnished
gold.
Wow.
And it wasn't until the next summer, and I told that story, we were at someone's house, and me and my buddy Matt were sitting on an air conditioner, and somebody showed us gold. And since then... since then it was a quest. And by that time, that next summer, Tone, it was eighth grade or seventh grade going into eighth grade, I got a moped. And so I could go looking for gold all over.
And you could look for twice as much gold as everyone else because you could go.
And you'd wake up every day that summer before football started, you'd wake up. It was every day was an adventure. You'd wake up at 9 a.m., Sports Center was on a repeat. And then you and your friends would get together, and you would go looking for gold.
In unclaimed territories.
And you
could plant your flag.
Where there were no overseers of the gold, and no one was home to oversee the gold and make sure that you couldn't see the gold.
And you're at an age where you don't have to get the gold. You don't have to get it appraised.
Nope.
It doesn't matter.
Nope.
It's gold.
That's what it was.
And it's yours.
And I don't think, and it's probably, maybe it's for the better. Maybe they don't do that anymore.
Well,
Yeah.
Well, they probably do. But I don't know. You know what? They probably do, and I just don't want to know about it. That's probably what it is.
Their version of gold is two-dimensional and widely accessible, and so they settle for that gold.
Right. Liz told me I had to have
a
talk.
And you're like, that's not real gold. That stuff's going to turn green.
Yeah. You're exactly right.
Yeah. My oldest turns 8 this year, and Liz already told me I needed to talk with my oldest about gold.
Everybody says the gold talk is earlier now than ever before.
I said, we don't need to talk about that
well,
yet.
Well, I don't know that I lag behind in the gold talk. We've talked a little bit. Like, I've talked some sterling silver and some stuff like that. Like, we walked around it, but I haven't talked pure gold.
Yeah.
But I know there's a little boy in my house that went prospecting recently, and I'm like,
You were a proud dad. Admit it.
Part of me was like, you go out, you seek fame and fortune on your own, son.
Respectfully, though. Respectfully.
You're not going to just go take gold that's just out there, somebody else has their hands on already.
That's right.
And you have to make sure that they're like, yes, this is a zoning area for gold. You may get gold
here. What are the responses to my... What are the responses to my shirt here?
This one says, fatty 2x4.
No, it doesn't, does it?
Can't fit through the studio door. No.
Fatty. Remember I got you laughing the one time I said fatty boombaletti? Okay, what do we got here?
We got, Plymouth Dog thinks you look appropriate.
Okay.
You've got a guy, Jake,
why
says you look good.
Why is Pumpkinhead saying
fit?
I'm busting at the seams? There is no, this is fine.
Drew says you look like the girl that ate the violet from Willy Wonka when they're rolling her out to get her juiced.
The juicing.
Do you have extra buttons, says Jackson. I don't know why there's so many buttons on this thing. Yeah, I'm
is that a thing? Do the bigger shirts have more buttons, or are they just spaced differently?
I'm getting a lot of John Candy.
Yeah, I think you bring in extra buttons. Oh, that's not a 10 button. That's a 12 button right there.
I don't know if that's like a dog wears pants like this, or does he wear pants like this?
That's true. Matt says, if you work in the bed and bath department and are required to model the shower curtains.
Oh, come on.
Did you see what Chris Easterling sent?
What did he say?
Easterling sent the Homer Simpson with the moo-moo on.
Oh. It's not a moo-moo.
Jesus.
Zach Jackson sent the Homer Simpson bowling.
Zach sent Homer Simpson bowling. Boy, if I didn't already have a complex, I'd develop a complex.
No, but you look great, though, Ken.
No, I look like hell.
I want to know if Lizzie got you this shirt in every color, so we could do a whole week of this.
She got me it like that. Oh, so I have this really breathable Columbia shirt. That
I do love how Ken evaluates all his clothing by how breathable it is. The utility in the way that you have to pick out your shirts is much more important.
Yeah. She gave me this. She got me. Look at you, Lava. Lava loves it. He loves how much of a borderline. I'm not a slob, but I got all slob tendencies.
Ken is not a slob at all. He keeps a clean rig. That's important.
You should have seen how well I cleaned it out on
Sunday.
And
mine is so dirty. Oh, my Christ. And I thought of you as I was pulling up to my father-in-law, who cannot believe he's given me every hint in the world to get the Jeep washed. He's given me every hint. Like, come on now.
You don't have a membership somewhere?
No.
I have a membership in the new place. I just switched 2 months ago. The new place has you take your mats out. And now I have carpet mats. I don't have the big rubber mats. I don't know if you have that in the Jeep. But the carpet mats, not only does it shake it, but it also shoots jets of water in.
Oh, come on.
And then it dries it a little bit. But if you give it 10 minutes in the sun, it's fully dried out. And it's like you've shampooed the inside of your carpet. It's all part of my monthly deal.
But don't you have to get a membership now? Because these places are
cheaper.
Up to $19
it's so
a wash.
$20 a wash usually.
$20 a wash.
And then
$20
a wash. Tip?
I don't tip.
Oh, you don't tip the guys that dry you
off?
There's usually
no attendance.
Oh, is that over with?
Yeah,
that's a bygone era?
Yeah.
The place I have has a trade the towel program, so if you don't have a towel, you can go get one, and then other people leave their towels, and they'll take care of laundering the towels and all of that.
It's a give a penny, take a penny?
Yeah,
that's nice.
So I have this shirt. It's a Columbia shirt. Okay. I wore the one, and I have three of them. And two of them I like, and I look like a fat Roland Martin. Okay, Roland Martin's a famous fisherman.
We had him on
during the pandemic when I was net boy. When I was drinking
at night at all the speakeasies. We had Roland Martin.
I cannot believe you were going to speakeasies during the pandemic, Tone. I can't believe
I wish
this.
Ed Gallick would have found
you.
You
know what I really can't believe? I can't believe you didn't trust me enough to tell me. Why didn't you trust me enough to tell me you were going to speakeasies?
I do remember certain points where we were talking about nobody's going anywhere, and Lima's like, whoa.
You got to run your errands.
That's outstanding. Anyway, she got me this one, and the pattern on it, I hate.
I want to see that one so bad.
I look so...
Can you wear it tomorrow?
Fat.
You better wear it tomorrow.
I look like my aunt. Like, I look like if it was Ken's... If Kenny was your aunt, that's the way I look in this shirt. It looks ridiculous.
Can you please wear it tomorrow?
All right. For sake of comedy, I'll wear the thing tomorrow, I guess.
Right. Have AA label this one Radio Gold.
AA's not here.
AA's not here.
For 2 days.
He's not here?
No. I can't stop playing with this fidget thing.
I wanted to play with
here,
it. You're
going to get addicted. It's amazing. Stevie leaves this fidget thing in here. It's amazing. All right. Are we going to talk about Will Brinson's interview on... No, we're not going to do that on Thursday. We will talk about...
Oh, my God. This is amazing.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I bought my son a new bike. We'll talk about that on Thursday. We probably won't. Either way.